Hey everybody, welcome to our special pre-New York Comic Con episode. My name is Kate.
And I'm Alan.
We run ReverseThieves.com. You can go there to get all of our other podcasts. And of course, we'll do a follow-up to our going to New York Comic Con. So this is just a quick look at what we're excited about, what we're kind of curious about, what's going to be going on, and kind of our report back. And, you know, just give you an idea of what we'll be focusing on at the convention this year. So if you're not familiar with New York Comic Con or have only recently heard about it, you know, it's this con that is growing and growing and growing on the East Coast and is trying to sort of rival San Diego Comic-Con on the West Coast. It's here in New York City, but it doesn't really have as much space as they do out in California. So that's been sort of a point of contention for the con, especially as it's grown over the last couple of years. And there is a lot of construction going on at the convention center and around the area, which I think is scheduled to be completed next year? Maybe? I feel as though it's supposed to be completed right after some portion of the con, so it's like right after, so we don't even get to enjoy it until like a whole year later or something like that. But I can't remember if that's the next year or the year after. So they're using a lot of ancillary buildings around New York City while a lot of this construction is going on, and you know, it's cut down sort of on some of the space at the con center proper.
And I think that helps with certain things, like having the Walking Dead no longer there and being at the Madison Square Garden. I mean, that panel is always a nightmare, as anybody who has listened to these podcasts, every time at Q&A somebody's complaining about that panel and how it's madness. At least the huge thing of Madison Square Garden helps it, and with a few other things like the BBC panels and the such being there. So those are really helped, but yeah, a lot of stuff in like the Hammerstein always feels like a trek, and then, you know, if you go to one of those panels at, say, the quote-unquote wrong time, then you've got to trek back and go through security again, which definitely, it can either kill some of your day, or it, you know, makes you choose, do I really want to go to this, and then trek, and then have to trek back and go through security, or this panel here, I only half as much want to go to, I will go to just so I don't have to do that. It's definitely got its ups and downs with that. But I feel like just with the scope of their, what they want to do, and some of the stuff they get, and they don't even get some of the stuff that San Diego does, I feel like it's kind of what they have to do, because the Javits isn't going to expand that much in size. Yeah, it's just New York is always a bit of a premium on space. And that brings up something which, depending on how kindly or unkindly you want to view Reed Pop, is either an expansion of that or a, hey, we're running out of space as it is, let's get all those undesirables in one section. Well, for a while they had been talking about doing a separate anime convention, like basically bringing back New York Anime Festival. And then Anime NYC popped up, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, we're going to do an anime convention too. And everyone was like, all right, that's interesting. And then they decided, yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to be the same weekend as New York Comic Con. It's going to be much farther away, and you have to buy a separate ticket for it. And so a lot of speculation is this, like, man, we don't even want the anime ghetto to be in the con. We want it to be in the separate warehouse like a mile away. How much of the content is going to go there? How much of the industry? How much of the vendors are going to go over there? And so now that we, you know, we have the schedule, and most of the vendors, for some odd reason, they don't have the New York Comic Con vendors on the app yet, which is, strikes me as the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. That's usually the first thing that they pour in there, even before panels or guests or anything. So, so it seems like there's still a decent amount of content at New York Comic Con that's anime related, or maybe essentially people who are like, ah, you ain't shoving me in the anime ghetto.
Well, I think the thing is that they announced Anime Fest way, not even that long ago. So all the booth space was already purchased mm-hmm. in the con proper. So I don't even see how, even if the industry people wanted to be there, they already purchased their booth space mm-hmm. at the main con. So they weren't going to go anywhere. It looks like mostly the vendors are, you know, like a lot of, like what you would see more at like an anime dealer's hall, not like a show floor showcase kind of a thing.
Like the guys who basically just go to any of the anime / nerd cons and set up their booths there kind of people.
And from what I can tell from the app, there's all autographing is at the main New York Comic Con. So even though there are some guest panels at Anime Fest, doesn't look like they're doing any autographing there. And there's a few screenings that you don't get at the main convention, and a lot of meetups, a lot of fan meetup stuff. And having never gone to one of those, I just don't know how popular those are. I don't know if they're a big thing or not. So a little unclear. Most of the industry panels are at the main New York Comic Con. And I'm also super curious to see how many people bought Anime Fest tickets, because you could buy just an Anime Fest ticket and not go to the main convention, and then, or you could add it on to your convention badge as an extra. So I'm just interested to know what sort of the split there is. Doesn't seem to be an artist alley or anything like that at Anime Fest. So I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like very much content for the price of admission. Okay. As someone who won't be able to go there, I have no idea.
Yeah, no, I try to get into press as like, well, maybe if they give me like a free press badge, maybe I'll just give my Saturday pass to my sister and go like over there. But they didn't, so I'm like, all right, someone could tell me how that went. But it's very, I think, telling. And some of this, like you said, is, well, we already signed up to be at New York Comic Con, so like, why would we also go to the separate anime convention? Because there's, like, Cowboy Bebop 20th anniversary at New York Comic Con, and then there's Cowboy Bebop Creators Talk Anime Classic at the Anime Festival. I think, like, one or two companies will have the, like, main industry panel at New York Comic Con, and then they'll have, like, some other panel at the Anime Festival, but not all of them. Like, I noticed Battle Angel Alita movie is definitely at New York Comic Con. But also the Ghost in the Shell Global Neural Network, which is, like, this anthology comic. I think American creators, but it's an official one. And it's it's also at New York Comic Con, but not at the Anime Festival.
The mangaka guest this year is Harold Sakuishi, who does Beck and Seven Shakespeares. So he's at the main Comic Con. I think that's also because he's been brought over by Comixology.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that factors in, but it's not really like none of the manga I think Kodansha sort of is like, they're piping up that he's here because the Kodansha US side is, but they're not the ones who brought him, like Comixology did, so they're not even calling it, I mean, it says International Creator Spotlight, doesn't even say manga in the title of, it's in the description, but yeah, like that was the big guest. The big Dragon Ball Z guests and movie screening and everything is the main New York Comic Con thing.
I did notice the Sailor Moon panel was only at the Anime Fest, not the main one. So I just thought it was like, it was one of the ones that I assumed might have made the jump. But also, I did notice one interesting thing. The Evolution of K-Pop panel is at the main New York Comic Con, whereas the Modern World of Japanese Music is at the Anime Festival. And there was also like a Southeast Asian Creators panel, and that's at the main one. So basically anything that wasn't strictly Japan was also at the main New York Comic Con. Although I could understand why they wouldn't want to be at an anime convention, you know. they are separate, you know, anime is pretty much Japanese, so I could see why they, hey, look, man, we want to be at New York Comic Con.
I don't feel like it seems really clear what the purpose of it is, of that con is, so, or that portion of the con, and this is really the only place we'll get to talk about it, because I don't know anybody who's going, and so, like, I'll have to hopefully look for interesting reports of it online. All of our focus will be at the main convention.
I'm sure somebody will be complaining about it. Con feedback at the end.
They have their own feedback.
Oh.
I mean, maybe people are like, I didn't get to go there. Why did you do that? Maybe that'll happen. Actually, guaranteed that will happen. But yeah, they even have their own feedback panel. So, all right. So how about we talk about the actual stuff that we'll get to do? So also, I wanted to mention, as far as, you know, we're kind of talking about the construction and, you know, how they're using the space. So at the main Javits Center, they have moved the Artist Alley. I'm very happy. It is not in the same spot that it was. It's in a spot that's about twice as big. And so they've moved, they've like swapped it with where Autographs was. So I think there's a higher ceiling. There's just a lot more room. So I'm more excited about the Artist Alley, because I was really worried that it was going to be in the same place. And last year it was really tough to get it. It was like really tough to get excited about that. So I'm more hopeful that it will be a better experience this year.
Other than that, I'm kind of playing a lot of this by ear because I got called for jury duty.
No, what?
So I'm not sure if I can go any other days other than the weekend. I don't want to like set my heart too much on anything and then find out I can't go. So I'm basically gonna like, well, the days I can go, I'll just play by ear. But I did notice there was a lot of D&D stuff this year, and not even Critical Role that I know you were interested in. There was like 3 or 4 D&D panels, which I noticed was like, huh, this is like usually like 1 or 2 maybe, but I was like, huh, real uptick in D&D. All Geeks Considered, as I mentioned, had recently gone to Gen Con, and they were talking with a few other people who play tabletop games, and the like 5th edition really seems to, you know, put a shot in the arm of D&D fandom wise and now a lot of people, especially like semi-celebrity people playing it online, getting kind of viewership that way, really seems to have gotten an exposure that I feel you don't normally see.
Yeah, it feels as though, I think we talked about this on a different podcast, but it feels like it's having a moment. It's so that seems to be following through, that there is more content than ever. As you mentioned, Al, I am really excited that Critical Role is going to be there, and they're in the main stage, so I have to get there early on Sunday to try to get, you know, scan your badge and get a seat for that. So I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully, I kind of honestly didn't realize how big they were until like more recently, and then it was like, oh wow, this is a big thing. So,
well, I feel like the other thing that makes me realize that is now I see a bunch of essentially imitators of, we're minor nerd celebrities and we play D&D, come watch us online. So it's like, oh man, you know you have a hit, or like you've got a good formula when you've got a bunch of imitators.
Are they? I don't know. I don't know who did it first or who did it best or whatever, but...
Oh, and I just wanted to mention, because I'm rather interested in it, but there are 2 separate Rick and Morty D&D crossover panels.
One was not enough.
Like, one apparently is the comic about it, and then the other one is like some kind of like special, so like, because you'll see that at like New York Comic Con, they'll be like, here's the Game of Thrones panel and here's the Game of Thrones comic panel. Although it seems weird to have the Rick and Morty D&D crossover and the Rick and Morty D&D comic panel, but since we're talking about role-playing games, especially D&D, it's worth throwing out there.
I just gotta mention that I think we've hit some sort of peak internet, because there is a panel that's an unboxing panel of Nindoroids. A whole panel! Like, that just seems really unnecessary and a waste of time. But you know that that panel is going to be packed. So I just question everyone about this. Like, think about your lives. Just consider for a moment that that might not be the best use of your time.
All I can think is I just, before I came down here, watched this Loading Ready Run where they have this guy called the Unboxer, and he's this running skit of, like, basically making fun of unboxing videos. And the last one, he gets a rare, like, uncut box that he unboxes. And he's like, I'm going to put this in a box on my wall.
He's running that panel.
I wish everybody was like, remember, subscribe to me, Boxy 227. So it's going to be Boxy 227. Yay! Oh, I wanted to mention also that there's going to be, like, all the things you normally expect. Like, one of the TV shows that's having a big anniversary is Lois and Clark, which was an old Superman TV show, like, kind of before the big superhero boom that was rather successful, ran several seasons. All right, like, that's a show that definitely has nostalgia, you know, definitely in this era. I'm sure a lot of people would love to go back and reminisce on their feelings for that. But there's also a big Boy Meets World anniversary panel. And Kate made a good point of, like, where else are you going to put it?
What other con do you get to have that panel?
Kate, in California every year, they have Fan Meets Convention, the Boy Meets World convention.
Do they really?
No,
I didn't. You said that with such authority that I thought you Googled it beforehand.
No. Although, you know, if you want me to run Fan Meets Convention, the Boy Meets World convention, I don't particularly like my job, so, you know, I'm willing to take on that role.
Well, last year they had a Clueless reunion panel. So I just was wondering, do you feel that is similarly, like, why is this here?
Yeah, generally. I mean, once again, none of these things are bad. I'm just like, why are you at the comic convention? I guess because there's no, like, nostalgic TV convention. Once again, if you want me to run that.
That would be very profitable.
I mean, I just basically gave somebody the perfect idea. At least, you know, give me a free ticket or something when you're running your super popular convention. But yeah, it's just like, no, you really don't belong here.
Speaking of that, though, which I'm totally, first of all, I want to say that I'm totally okay with all these nostalgia movies and TV shows showing up at the comic convention. I do not question it, as Al does. And so that is why there is a Hocus Pocus panel that also has, like, some of the cast members from the 1993 Fantastic film, so...
But that has magic in it.
It has witches, obviously.
It has magic in it, thereby it belongs, it is fine at the comic convention. It's cool. At no point does Fred Savage learn spells. And what was the kid in
Boy Meets World? Not Fred Savage.
Oh.
That Wonder Years should definitely have a...
Whatever the damn kid from Boy Meets World is, I don't care. You can Google it easily. He never becomes a wizard.
Look, did you watch all the seasons, Al?
Look, I think it would, when they had the commercials for Girl Meets World, that sequel, you would think...
I think that's still on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You think they would have mentioned, now that she has to live in a world where her mom and dad are sorcerers, how will she handle the world?
So, you're saying, then, Sabrina the Teenage Witch... reunion, okay.
That's fine.
At the con, but not a Clarissa Explains It All reunion.
No, plus, Kate, Sabrina the Teenage Witch super belongs because she's originally an Archie's comic character. So there is no way that she should be rejected. She is 100% allowed at the New York Comic Con. But Clarissa Explains It All, unless she has a super science suit to explain everything, no.
Yes. I want to go to the nostalgic TV convention now.
I mean, it seems like a good place for these to go, and it seems like a money-making idea. I'm not saying that con shouldn't exist, because it would be amazingly profitable and would make a lot of people very happy. I'm just not sure those titles should be at New York Comic Con.
As usual, I'll be trying to do a lot of book stuff. Also for my job, and I am going to try to go to the New York Public Library, but I have been told that it is super insanely popular, the stuff that they do at the New York Public Library, and it's a very small space.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to try to check it out, but might not be able to get... Apparently, everybody gets turned away pretty quickly.
Well, the problem is, because I used to go to the branch there a bunch, and that's in the construction, so they had to move everything that used to be at the branch there into the big library and like the basement, so all the rooms down there are really small. So once that renovation is done, the casual branch there is, you know, back in its full glory after the renovation, I think it'll be a little easier to get into those panels, but they basically have to have like the big research branch and the main branch all squeezed into one building.
So, more construction!
Oh, and I just wanted to mention, just for the idea that it popped into my head, so there's like a game show, and it's called I'll Take the Mentors for 500 Obi-Wan, a fan game show, and it's just basically a generic nerd, like basically from all genres of nerddom.
Jeopardy kind of a thing? Yeah.
But all I could think is that like classic meme picture where it's like, use the force, Harry, Gandalf, and it's a picture of Patrick Stewart. Like, that's what that panel's name feels like. And there was also one panel about, like, this game design engine on Sunday, which was like, this guy's name, and then the game he made, and then this YouTuber's channel, not his name, just the name of his YouTube channel, and, like, famous YouTuber channel, and then this guy, and who's a creative director for the platform, and it just reads like a light novel title. But it's clear that, like, they should have just, like, Foblox or something. Like, they couldn't name it the Foblox panel, because they had to put in all three people in their full title. But it just looks, like, silly. It's like, this guy from this company who made Jailbreak. And then this Tweedledum from the YouTube channel. And it's just, it is a very sillily long title.
And I feel like, I don't know, I didn't see a ton of panels where I was, oh my god, I have to go to that. So I do feel like I'll be spending a lot of time in the artist alley, the show floor, want to get a good feel for it. It is gigantic. So I think I will be spending a lot of time, like, just wandering around and checking out all the cool stuff. I think I said, whenever we talked a bit about the con previous to this, that I think a lot of us are feeling this might be a pivotal year in the decision whether or not to continue to go to New York Comic Con, just because the price has gotten so high, and then if they're going to be taking out more anime content, although, like we said, it's a little bit of a weird situation, so, like, is it one of those things where, oh, well, that was because they added it late, and next year all the content will be, or whatever, you know, that's going to be a big question mark, or if they'll even do this again. So I think there is just a lot of, how well does it go this year will, I think, determine a lot of things for the future of our attendance.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy to just, because you have to put in so much effort to get the tickets, it's so easy to go, yeah, it's just not worth it. We still have Otakon. We now have Anime NYC. It's not like, I mean, we don't have a, like, regular general nerd convention at this point, but it is a good point to, like, reevaluate, you know, how much we want to continue going here.
Get the chance. I thought I'd try.
greatest hit in America.